This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Mike Grebe, who is the president and CEO of the Lynn and Harry Bradley Foundation based in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. On June 16th, the Bradley Foundation will be having its annual gala in Washington, D.C. at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts to honor its recipients of the Bradley Prizes. And we'll explain in the next few minutes what those are all about and who will be honored. And Mike, it's great to have you with us.
Nice to be with you.
First of all, let's talk about the Bradley Foundation. How long has it been around, and what's the purpose of the foundation and these awards?
Well, it's a timely question because we are celebrating our 25th birthday this year. The foundation was formed in 1985 when a local business here was sold, and much of the proceeds from that sale went into our foundation. We are very conservative in the causes and programs that we support. We believe in strengthening American capitalism, supporting limited government, and defending at home and abroad American ideas and institutions. These awards, we're now in our seventh year, are intended to recognize the accomplishments of people who we think have done things that are consistent with our mission. And we look forward each year to honoring and recognizing four conservative leaders.
There are four leaders, as you mentioned, who will be honored on June 16th. Two are from the media, two are more from academic circles. Why those two arenas in particular?
Well, it just happened to work out that way this year, but clearly those are two very important components of the conservative movement.
Well, let's start talking about some of the winners. The two from the media, Michael Barone, senior political analyst for the Washington Examiner. He's also with the American Enterprise Institute. Folks see him a lot on the Fox News Channel, as well as Paul Jagot, who has his own program on that network. He's also editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal. What have these two gentlemen done over the past year, and I guess over their careers, to merit these awards, in your opinion?
Well, as you and your listeners know, Michael Barone is clearly a leading authority on contemporary American politics. He brings a long history of expertise to bear on that subject, and as a political journalist and historian, he really gives distinctive depth in his reporting on American politics from a conservative perspective. Paul Jagot, of course, is the editorial page editor of the Wall Street Journal, as you noted, and that is an iconic journal in the conservative movement, consistently taking strong and very good positions on issues affecting our country.
You mentioned that you support conservative causes, but there's different aspects, of course, of conservatism. There's the free market approach. There's the strong national defense. There's social issues. Is there one particular component of the conservative movement that you focus on, or is it a broad approach?
We take a very broad approach and have from day one in 1985. We broadly support various elements of the conservative movement.
The others that are going to be honored on June 16th at the Kennedy Center, Bradley Smith, who is a professor of law at Capital University, and some folks may remember a confirmation fight over his nomination to the Federal Election Commission. Eventually, he did get a spot on that panel, as well as John B. Taylor, who teaches at Stanford University and is affiliated with the Hoover Institution. What have these two been working on that draws the awards for them this year?
Brad Smith is perhaps the leading expert among conservatives on campaign finance and election law. He took a leading role in opposing McCain-Feingold and was one of the leaders, and his academic work was cited in a number of Supreme Court decisions, including most recently the majority opinion in Citizens United, which took a big chunk out of McCain-Feingold. He's just been tireless in that effort, promoting free speech and protecting First Amendment rights. John Taylor is an esteemed economist at Stanford, but more to the point, from our perspective, the Hoover Institution, which we support. He's a leading expert on monetary and fiscal policy, and has taken issue over the course of the last year or two with many of the actions of our federal government in outrageous spending.
Well, as we've already covered here, Mike, there's four winners here, and they're all affiliated with relatively prestigious institutions. But in addition to getting an award on the 16th, they're also going to get a stipend of $250,000 each. What do you hope is done with that money?
You know, it's really up to them. We give them that stipend with absolutely no strings attached. But as I've reflected back on the last 6 years, it's remarkable to me that to have seen these winners put their stipend to work in their field of expertise. Perhaps it shouldn't be so remarkable because they're all outstanding people.
Mike, where can folks learn more about the Bradley Foundation?
They could go to our website, www.bradleyfdn.org. We take pride in being a very transparent organization. They can learn almost everything about us by going to that site.
Bradleyfdn.org. Mike, thank you very much for being with us.
It's great to be with you.
Mike Grebe is the president and CEO of the Lynn and Harry Bradley Foundation. Again, the 7th Annual Bradley Prizes to be announced and awarded at the Kennedy Center here in Washington on June 16th. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.